Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country as Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, now government promises rehabilitation at one of NT's, Northern Territory's, most toxic abandoned mines. In short, the new country Liberal Party government has promised to start rehabilitation works at the toxic former Red Bank copper mine this dry season. The company which holds the mineral leases over the area is offering to help fund rehabilitation if it can restart mining there. What's next? Traditional owners are appealing to the NT government to reject the mining company's plan to instead make sure the site is brought back to its original state. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Matthew Ryan, Northern Land Council Chairman. We have Matthew on the line. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Look, I'm Matthew Ryan. I'm the Northern Land Council Chairperson. Probably been in the job probably in a year and a bit.
Yep.
Look, my mob come from, you know, West Arnhem, which is Arnhem Land, Northern Territory, right on the coast. It's between Darwin and Nhulunbuy, probably 500 k's or 700 k's towards, in the middle from Darwin.
Okay, beautiful. Yep.
My mob, yeah, look, from West Arnhem.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, we're talking about the rehabilitation works at the toxic former Red Bank copper mine. The company there, well, Country Liberal Party government, want to start to rehabilitation. But traditional owners are appealing to the NT government to reject the mining company's plan. So is that your stance?
Look, we've been saying from day one, and it's not just the current government, it's the previous government also
okay,
at fault
yes,
here.
Yes.
We want to see, you know, a bit of accountability and some responsibility taken. It's someone else's, you know, estate or country, you know, and they are hurting as we speak.
Yeah.
Whilst this toxic chemical entering into the river system, no one's doing anything about it. It's so disappointing and appalling behaviour by all. You know, we want to see a bit of action, matey, honestly. And we're fed up with the talk first.
Yes.
We want action.
So the mine itself, it has been operating or has it ceased? It's been abandoned, hasn't it?
It has been abandoned. That's why, you know, it's one of the legacy mines that's been abandoned.
Yeah.
And, you know, the DOs, I took some DOs and even the previous chairs have taken the DOs on country, look at the site. It's appalling, mate. It'll make you
They've
cry,
made a mess.
You know. And it, you know, the seeing the toxic chemical, you know, leaching out to the river system.
Yes, exactly. Are you talking about traditional owners are asking for the land to be handed back to the traditional owners, and to clean the mess up, and to bring it back to original state, cover it all up.
Bring it back. Sorry to cut you off. My apologies.
No, you're right.
Look, it's just bring it back to where it used to be, you know, and TO want to see that happening now. And, you know, part of that rehabilitating also is get some bit of economic development, you know, a bit of job opportunity for the traditional owners of that country. And at the moment, we haven't seen any commitment at the moment. I've mentioned it to the previous government and the current government about how or what next, really. And, like, as we speak, you know, the leakage or leaching to the river system, I think the old legacy mine have been as a dumping ground, to be honest.
Dumping ground, there it is. All right. So, is there communication at the moment? Have you got appointments, meetings happening with the government, or where are you sitting with it all?
Look, at the moment, because the new government, you know, still establishing, trying to find a feet. But
yes.
I'm going to be doing a lot of talking with the government, with the current government,
yes,
to see where it sits. Especially probably speak to the Aboriginal Affairs Minister Steve Edgington. I want to see his, where he sits with it. You know. Mm. If he's representing the Indigenous population for the top end or Northern Territory, I want to see what he says. You know, I mean, if he's committed to...
Well, traditional owners need to be at the table, don't they, Matthew?
They have to.
Have to. They've got to be at the Yarning Circle, yes.
They have to. I mean, they're the eyes and the ears.
Exactly.
It's hurting them, you know, the destruction of their country and not being compensated appropriately, where it's turning a blind eye to the mess that they created from a long time.
Yep, okay, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for shedding light on that. Please keep in touch, Matthew. Fight the good fight, my brother. And we'll be yarning down the track, okay?
Yeah, awesome, brother. Awesome.
All the best. You take care, Matthew. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. That's Matthew Ryan, Northern Land Council Chairman, and talking about the government promises rehabilitation at the Northern Territory's most toxic abandoned mines. But traditional owners are appealing for the NT government to reject the mining company's plan. Instead, make sure the site is brought back to its original state. But First Nation people and traditional owners should be at the table, of course, in regard to the discussions, either which way. So there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Summertime, your voice is calling, calling out your name. The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, 'cause we're back again. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve, we will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws that are counted, forgotten tribes, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Walking on the ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud, so proud we're gonna make it right. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and we'll stay alive. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve, we will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. What you have done for us, but there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will return, we'll carry on, we will protect, we will preserve, we will survive.
in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can also text a brother as well, 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, let's talk football. We're talking AFL. Calls drove for AFL's Indigenous All-Stars match to stay. Star West Coast forward Liam Ryan would love to see the AFL's Indigenous All-Stars match played every 2 years as he gears up to join forces with some of the league's most exciting talent. and the Indigenous All-Stars will be back in action for the first time since 2015 when they take on Fremantle at Optus Stadium on February 15. The 10-year hiatus means that a generation of players have missed the chance to represent All-Stars, and Ryan wants to see the concept played more often. Some of the names already confirmed for this year's match include Ryan, of course, Shai Bolton, Michael Walters, Charlie Cameron, Bobby Hill, Brad Hill, Kasiah Pickett, Alex Pearce, Isaac Rankin, Jarman Impey, and Callum Archie. Hopefully it keeps going from now on, not every year, but every couple of years, Ryan says. It would be really good for the communities around Australia. I grew up watching blokes like Adam Goods and Lewis Jetta, and it was my dream to play in a game like this. It means a lot. Fremantle star Caleb Sarong also threw his support behind the concert. My old man loved watching it when it was around the past, and I loved watching it growing up as well. Sarong said one of the favourite players was Adam Goods, and I think to see the talent across the league of Indigenous players come together and play in a game like this, super special. The bulk of All-Stars squad will make up of fast, exciting, attacking players. So that's the word there from Ryan in regard to have it happen and keep it going. It is a great platform, and then it inspires our young black kids, you know, girls and boys, in regarding aspiration to play in the AFL or WAFL. So, yeah, there it is. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. I got you shot like a big B-baller. I let it drop, I grew 6 feet taller. Got two sons and I'm pregnant with my daughter. I make it rain, my name come like water. Ooh, I got that big girl flex. Showing you who about to pop off next. Ooh, about to get them big girl checks. I got every black fella breaking their necks. I let it drip, drip, drip like a raindrop. This is real Aboriginal hip-hop. Don't stop, let's get it, make the belly pop. Turn around, break it down, do the helicopter. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. Lookie alive, she thinks she deadly. If I know I am, been doing this shit since you was in the pram. I'm an old school G, better call me ma'am. Haters gonna hate no matter what you do. Haters gonna make a better version of you. Better knock it at the park with the whole damn crew. And guess what? Haters have no damn clue. When you give me the mic, I make it hype like a fight night. I'm the kind of type who be busting on your windpipe. I don't give a fuck if you black or you white. I run them up, flow tight, spitting bars like any, mini, money, mo. Which one am I gonna flow? Busting at your stereo, riding like a rodeo. Banging on the beats, got the streets all hypo. Claiming my title, now watch me go viral. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. I got that OG flavor with a little bit of spice. Just like a black fella curry and rice. I'm taking a chance and I'm rolling the dice. I'm married to the game, yeah, I'm hip-hop's wife. Best of the best, all the titters on the come up. Doing a slam dunk with the mad fucking run up. Come get a taste, cause we on another level. Strapped down, full speed on the pedal.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Oh, me. Señor, quítame mi la guía.
Australia, it's time to check your tech. The national 3G network is closing from the 28th of October. Your devices might not work when it's gone. From your phone to your smartwatch and your tablet, even personal emergency alarms, FPOS terminals and fire and security alarms. Check your tech so you and your family stay safe and connected. Visit 3gclosure.com.au and act before the 28th of October.
Station sponsor.
The Australian Government's Future Made in Australia plan will create a stronger economy by making more things across our country. We'll make more of Australia's natural advantages and turn critical minerals into cleaner energy. We're investing in you to learn new skills and in manufacturing and technology to create well-paid jobs and a more secure future for everyone. That's a future made in Australia. To find out more about the plan, search Future Made in Australia. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Oh,
Jenda Banapi Bamanda, Jenda Bakatjenda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Yeah, too deadly. Thank you, Juju. That deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Yarn with the ball, you're on here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 9.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly. ABC News, looking at what's up on the front page. A proposed territory coordinator powers would apply to NT developments such as onshore gas projects in the Beetaloo Basin. Warnings planned new territory coordinator law could erode indigenous land rights and open up door nuclear waste storage. A veteran native title barrister and Greens groups are warning Northern Territory government's plan to pass a new law giving a territory coordinator bureaucrat the power to slash red tape could erode in indigenous land rights to open up the door to nuclear waste storage. The draft bill to introduce a new territory coordinator position, for which a public consultation closes on Friday, would also give the NT Chief Minister new powers to streamline approvals and to issue exemption notice, which could exclude the application of a law to government processes. It would also grant the Territory Coordinator and Chief Minister the power to name significant economic projects of areas for development and step in to take over and speed up assessment processes for those. Barrister Greg McIntyre SC, who won the 1992 Mabo case that paved the way for Australia's Indigenous Native Title laws, said the proposed bill would very likely be open to legal challenge because it appeared to conflict with federal Indigenous land laws. The main issue is it creates a regime where the territory coordinator, supervised by the chief minister, can set aside all the usual regulations and effectively have a single entity determining how a development will proceed, Mr. McIntyre said, and concerns new territory role will cut corners. The interim territory coordinator faced a barrage of questions during a community consultation session this week on controversial draft laws designed to fast-track major economic progress in the NT. It allows the coordinator chief minister to change the process by which decisions are made. It effectively enables the chief minister and the territory coordinator to set aside any statute that the Northern Territory Parliament has decided. The draft will, the draft bill states that the territory coordinator may not use their powers in a way that interferes with the protection of Aboriginal native title rights and the Aboriginal land rights, both of which are federal laws. But McIntyre said the process, the proposed powers to change the processes of how NT laws are applied could erode Indigenous traditional owners' right under federal law. He said the bill could affect Indigenous rights under NT laws on land access, consultation about developments on the Indigenous land, such as the sale of gas from exploration projects and compulsory land acquisition. So, look, there it is, a conversation that needs to be had, and we need to protect traditional owners, and they need to have a say in what's happening, and nuclear waste is not what they're looking at, of course. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. We've got a bit 20-odd minutes left on the program. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Mara Sound Productions.
When I was a young boy, I used to watch my old man.
Daddy, can you lend me about the song?
And speak wah wah, you no forget my boy.
You like them badumana sena.
And speak, I could sing you this song.
This song is called the German Mache.
Inakizaka, misaka, maika, napaiki, waura, baruya. Uba, sena, kairama.
I'm old man. Daddy, can you learn me about the song? You say, Kwawa, you not forget my boy. You lock them back to man. I say that. And speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German night.
I'm gonna make you mine.
beautiful voice of Mitch Tambo. You're the voice here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yana with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. All right, too deadly. Big shout to Circa Cairns. Circa Cairns, the First Nations led circus ensemble, supported by award winning performance company. Circa will represent The Wet, it is called, the critical acclaimed show to their home audience of Cairns. With that, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn with Harley Mann, artistic director of Circa Cairns, and we have Harley on the line. Harley, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yes, I'm Harley Mann. On my mum's side, Wok Wok Mob, so down from Cairns Way. But I grew up in Sydney on Gadigal Country, and now I spend my time in between Nam and Cairns.
Beautiful, fantastic. And here we are in Far North Queensland, the monsoonal season. You know, touch wood, no big wet yet as of compared to Cyclone Jasper last year, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. But you've got a performance happening, and it's called The Wet. So enlighten us, paint the picture, please.
Yeah, so The Wet is a contemporary circus show that we made about 2 years ago, and we made it through a process of going on what we called a reverse rain tour, where we went throughout Far North Queensland to different locations like Yarrabah and all around there, and we waited for it to rain. And as it rained, we watched how the country changed and observed the seasons and the movement, and we used that to inspire the acrobatics that we did.
Sure, you turned that into using your body performance on stage. Watching Mother Nature in its flesh.
exactly. And even also like the way that the circus skills that we were doing would change because we were doing them in the wet or in the water, you know. We did some practicing in like some of the sort of the rainforest, freshwater streams and waterfalls, and looked at how hard was it to stand on somebody there, how would you slip, how would you move, and then from there the kind of the skills and the tricks came out of that.
Fantastic. So how many people on stage to perform The Wet?
So it's five acrobats on stage, and during the time of the performance, they do a kind of a series of different circus apparatus and disciplines. Some things are aerial, some things are pyramids, with people standing on shoulders and going up in the air, and then other things like tumbling and sort of dance-like movement qualities.
Good. Is this narrated, or is there music in the background?
There's music that's sort of in the background played over the top, but there's no words and no narration. It's all kind of about the body and how the body can tell stories.
And when can we see the show The Wet? When's it performing?
I believe it's performing on the 1st of February at CPAC.
Cairns Performing Arts Centre, yes?
Yes. And we're doing one show only, so it's going to be a massive day. It's on that sort of Saturday night, and we're only doing one.
So to all family and friends or visitors coming to Cairns, if you're here on holidays or here for a wedding, whatever, there's an opportunity to see the Wet performed by Circa Cairns happening at the Cairns Performing Arts Centre. You said February 1, 2025, and I see the time here, 8 p.m, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. And so with that, and you as a director there, do you perform as well?
Look, I try not to, mostly because I'm getting too old and fat to do all the tricks.
Sure.
But eventually, you know, I think there's one show. We're doing a tour and we're going along the way, and there is one show where I have to step in.
Sure.
So I've been up at the gym every morning trying to run on the trick.
There you go. Good team player you are. Fantastic. Now, with Circa Cairns, how long has Circa Cairns been running for?
So Circa Cairns has been a major initiative of Circa, and it started... we're kind of approaching our third year of being in and amongst Cairns and also moving into a new cycle of what we do. So whilst we've been there, a lot of the work and a lot of the success has come from being around mob and teaching circus to young and you know, who we hope are the future acrobats. And so the shift that we're looking to do is to really spend time in those places and continue to grow those relationships and invite more First Nations kids.
I'm just going to say, do you open up for auditions for recruiting? And do you do that once a year?
Exactly.
Is that open all the time, or how's that work?
So we open all the time. On the website, there's a kind of like you can send in a thing or just say hello. But the other thing that I think is the best way to do it, and it's the way that I, when I was back in the day when I was trying to do the flips, got into the company, was by asking to attend what we call a show call. So like for when we do Cairns, for example, if any mob want to come along and watch the pre-show and then stick around and watch the show, it's a chance for us to kind of get to meet face-to-face, have a play, you know, show each other some skills and kind of really get embedded with sort of art form in the community.
Well, we've got some very acrobatic little Murrays out there, brother. Yeah, male and females, and forever. Even on the football field, score a try, then go and do a somersault thereafter, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Celebrate the try.
Put that ball down. I don't need that. Come and do some flips.
Yeah, exactly. Put the ball down. Come and do some flips with us. Join us with Circa Cairns. Look, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. All happening on 1st of February, 8 p.m. at CPAC, Cairns Performing Arts Centre. And do you have a web page people can have a look at?
Yeah, I think it's circa.org.au.
Circa.org.au. Lovely, fantastic. Harley, man, good yarning with you as always. You take care, my brother. 2025, make it your year, and we'll talk soon, brother.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn then. That's Harley Mann, Artistic Director of Circa Cairns, and yes, they're performing their show called The Wet. And so fitting, we are here in Far North Queensland, monsoonal season. No rain's about, no cyclone's about, keeping our fingers crossed. But here's a performance from this Deadly First Nation crew, and they use Mother Nature and then turn that into acrobatic performances on stage. So great to see. Have you say Yarn Up Strong. We've got about 7 minutes left on the program. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hold up, was sick and wild and having it to mission. This magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, with look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. But this is ancient art, and it will never die, never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Ancient Warrior. Big shout out, Zenith from Coranda. Big shout out to your mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again on Monday. Look, have a deadly weekend, your mob. Take care. Look after yourselves. Travel safe. And like I said, it's 2020 Thrive. And big shout out to Wu Chopran. Thank you for your breakfast and gathering there the other morning. And that's a deadly slogan. 2020 Thrive, and that came from Emily there in finance at Wu Chopran. So we'll run with that, Emily. Thank you very much, and thank you, Wu Chopran, to all you daily mob. Thank you for joining me here on National Talk Black, and like I said, back in the hot seat again on Monday. So look, take care of yourself, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be yarning soon. Too deadly.
Old people used to say if someone got lost on country, you could use language and you could find that person because country talks back. If you don't know that connection between language and country, it makes it very difficult to have that association. Once we had done putting Wagamay language back on country, it had a huge impact, not only on us as custodians of this country, because it's part of our healing process and connecting us and identifying, but also it was an opportunity for white people to then tap into this history, this wealth of history, of knowledge, of country.
You see, I'm scoped from afar, some just mind on biz. Some people reaching for the stars, others reaching for their kids. Many never saw the sails or smoke trails and did a bit. Now they're trapped in the dead world, hoping to make it big. I'll have to drop a track at summertime and summer clear viz. Cause the summary is killing me and someone did a shit. Somebody better call the cavalry cause someone trying to live. They need a sunken treasure, suddenly their son is on the hit. Their gun is on the hit with money on the clip. This ain't funny, in an insane world they want us to be living in, man. Every goose got their beak in it, meantime truth they be concealing it. There's so much healing left too numerous. Fraudulent reps of fabricated sign on lawful checks. Money crazed, but now the phase will charm another step. An Agiona lost breath, but you feather your own nest and disrespect her till there's nothing left. Damn.